back to Fish Talk Radio. And this is John Hennigan in studio with the Grizz. Hey, Grizz.
Hey, John.
Well, this is so much fun. We're back at it again, just talking about fishing.
There's only one thing funner than talking on the radio, John.
Well, that's probably...
catching a fish.
Yeah, the bigger the better.
Well, yeah, you got that right. No, not too big.
That's not necessarily always true, is it? Because there's
No. After 2 hours of fighting, it's not so much fun. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, there's you know, it all depends on where you are and what kind of tackle you're doing. You know, even a half pound trout on 2 pound test can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, everything's fun.
Mm-hmm. And you know, this time of the year, you know, people are some parts of the world are. I guess, I don't know if they've got cleaned up from the East Coast or not, but, you know, the last thing they're worried about is finding a stream to fish in. But there's always some place to go. Some places you might have to get bundled up a little bit, but there's a place you can go out there and get off the couch and enjoy some nature.
Yeah. I mean, if you look for it, we can always come down here.
Where?
Down to Cabo, down to Mexico. There's always good places to fish down here.
Well, you know what? I'm anxious. I know that you've got the new Grizz boat.
Yeah.
That you're anxious to take some people out on, and you're putting together some accommodations down in La Paz.
So. Yeah, the accommodations are done, ready to go.
Okay, and we would like to certainly try out that new boat. That sounds awesome. It's a 26 with a 300 horse or something like that?
Yeah, it sure is, John. It's a bad boy.
Fishing machine.
Yeah, you got that right. It's only for fishing and going fast to get there.
Yeah, that's the great thing about the part of the world that you live in. There's so many opportunities, especially out of La Paz. You can just go straight north and, you know, hit it some beautiful, beautiful scenery with the natural park, which is Espiritu Santos Islands now and Isla Partida. And then, of course, you can go out a little bit more to Ceralvo, which is, I believe, also a national park, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Mm-hmm. It's a national park. It's the one with all the Spanish goats on it.
Oh, is that? I never seen them. Okay.
Oh, man, there's something else.
Yeah. Okay.
But the fishing's real good there right off the point, and that's some of the best rooster fishing. Also, when it's time for rooster fish. Right now, there's a lot of yellowtail all on the northern point.
Well, I don't know if it's early or late for yellowtail.
It's right now. It's happening.
Yeah. Well, have to get down there because it is a cooler water, and they're sure a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's 60. Well, the water temperature down around that area is anywhere from 63 to 67 right now. And, you know, it's good for pargo. It's good for the yellowtail. They're really happy in that kind of water.
Mm-hmm. And they're a lot of fun. And, you know, there are some fish that we take just for fun and some that we take because they taste so good. And yellowtail is one of the tasty ones.
Yeah, I agree 100%. It's good table fare. And you can cook it almost anything. You can make ceviche. You can make soup. You can fry it. You can deep fry it. I really don't think you can go wrong with yellowtail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's only one way to go wrong when you cook fish, and we know what that is.
Yeah, overcook it.
There you go.
That's the same with anything, John, really.
Well, you know, that's probably true. There are some things that, you know, there are some things that you want to slow cook, but, you know, most seafood, you know, first of all, if it's not ceviche quality where you don't have to worry about it smelling like fish, then you don't want to eat it anyway.
That's right.
But that's why it's, if we can get you out fishing, you know that it's fresh.
Yeah, and... like you said, yellowtail, you can even just cut a hunk right out there in a boat and eat it raw with a little splice of lemon juice on it, and boy, oh boy.
Okay. Well, we're trying to get in touch with Costa Rica, but they're not only in different time zones, they're not always easy to reach. So we're gonna see if we can talk about that. But in the meantime, we're thinking about putting a trip together. It'll probably be in about a year from now, but it's not too early to start thinking about going to Costa Rica. It is, you know, there's some great things to be said about it. First of all, they speak English, and, you know, the dollar is very well desired, and, you know, the pricing down there is fairly inexpensive. They've got a lot of facilities. You fly down into San Jose del Cabo, and then you just drop down the hill either to the Caribbean side, where we have Dan Weiss at Rio Colorado, or you go down to the Pacific side, And we got a couple of very good accommodations lined up down there. So if anybody's kind of thinking about, they might want to do that. Of course, we got the Alaska trip coming up in July, and we'll have another East Cape trip in November, plus a couple other ones. But what we're going to try and do is get places that people really want to go and do it for value. I mean, some prices are cheaper than others, but we guarantee you that whatever we do or whatever you do with us, it's going to be the best possible value. Okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've always got Cabo. We got things going on in Cabo. We got things going in San Jose. We got things in La Paz. And remember, John, we got all that going up in the estuaries now this year.
Okay. Hey, Grizz, what we're going to do right now is we're going to go to Terrence at 976 Tuna and talk to him for a couple of minutes. And let's see if we can. Maybe we can try and get Costa Rica on a little bit later on. But we had Terrence on last week, and we started talking about big tuna, and we never really did talk about 976 tuna. So, Terrence, thanks for coming back again.
Hey, thanks for having me, John.
You betcha. Well, you cover, you know, the entire country, if not the entire world, but primarily you like to focus on, I would say, Southern California, both salt and freshwater. Is that about right?
Absolutely, okay. And we do a little bit of hunting stuff. But,
that's
primarily
good.
From Cabo San Lucas all the way up to Northern California is our target market.
Well, we mentioned it last week, but 976 tuna kind of harks back to a day that before you had the access on the Internet and websites, if you wanted current information, you had to use your telephone and dial a toll number to get the numbers, and those were always 976 numbers. So that's how far back Terrence goes with 976 tuna. I don't even know how long that's been.
1985, it was incepted, and it was actually incepted in a little bar. A couple guys and a professor from Loyola Marymount had a bright idea. Let's sell some fishing information on the telephones. And
yeah.
That's how it all took off.
Well, but obviously it worked. Well, give us an idea what's happening this time of the world. We talked a little bit about the big tuna last week, last time we had you on, but give us a little bit of an idea on, we've got some interesting stuff coming up. Of course, if you're in California, you're interested in rock fishing the first of the month, but if you're not in California, there's still a lot of interesting things going on all over. So give us maybe some of your top picks.
Yeah, sure. The bite never stops around here. You know, what we're talking about on 976 tuna right now is the American Angler was down the line in that big fish zone. Yesterday they had four fish over 300 pounds, which is pretty spectacular, not to mention just a tremendous amount of fish from 180 upwards to the 300-pound mark. So good fishing for them. We got the Royal Star down a little in a different zone. They had good fishing on 80 to 170-pound fish. With one fish right around 250, if I remember correctly. Then you got the Royal Polaris and those guys heading down into that direction, so I'm sure they'll get into some of that great fishing. But a little bit closer to home, we do have some rockfish going on out of Southern California. You got to go down to San Diego to get on it, and the Premier at H&M Landing has been taking advantage of sneaking over into the border during the half-day trips, and they've been doing quite well, anywhere from 5 to 7 fish per angler. And, you know, delicious tasting last fish. So if you can't wait until March 1st, that's an option for you. Inland, you know, San Juanica Bay, along the coast and whatnot, is mostly primarily sculpin right now with a little bit of bass. With the conditions over the weekend, the bass kind of took a dump before that. They were a little bit on the bite. There was some pretty good counts out of Oceanside up into Santa Monica Bay. And, you know, you got the local private boaters right now that are really setting up on a lot of these squid beds that are along the coast and at the local islands in high hopes of getting that February white sea bass or yellowtail.
It's coming up. Hey, Terrence, it looks like we're coming up against a break, so we're going to have to cut you loose. But if anybody wants some current information, they would go to
976tuna.com.
976tuna.com. Thank you, Terrence. We appreciate that. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. We also have the Grizz on the line. And Grizz, we'll get you a chance to talk in the next segment. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, you're listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we're going to be back with you in just a couple of minutes. Lake Cochuma is a California treasure. Bald eagles, deer, egrets, foxes, wild turkeys play on the banks and in the trees. Red ear, bluegill, bass, and catfish inhabit the waters.
Rainbow trout are planted on a regular basis and easily caught from boat or shore. Lake Atchuma Boat Rentals is a key to a successful day on the lake. Call 805-688-4040 for information. Tackle, skiff, or pontoon boat rental. Call Craig at 688-4040. 20 minutes north of Santa Barbara, Kachuma Boat Rentals for a day to remember.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
You can fish from a boat, or you can stand on shore, or you can use a pontoon with carpet on the floor. You can sit upon a dock or wade out to a big old rock on fishing, fishing, fishing.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we also have the Grizz along with us today for the entire show. Grizz is co-hosting with us, and he's not in the studio right now, but in spirit he is, but he's hooked up with us by electronic transmission, so we're going to have a good time. Right now, we're going to bring on one of the captains of the sport fishing industry, Bart Hall, who has taken over from his father, Fred Hall, for, gosh, how long have you been running that show, Bart, and when did you get actively involved?
Well, I've been going to it and working at it my entire life, and, you know, I full-time about 30 years ago, and, you know, for quite a while during my dad's life, I was kind of making most of the big decisions, so it's been a while.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly become an institution, and it's coming up in the next couple of weeks. That's why we thought it might be a good idea to bring you on. Now, obviously, we want to talk about the Fred Hall shows, the Long Beach and in San Diego, but let's talk a little bit about the people that are going to be coming to the shows. It seems to me the industry is kind of, you know, slowly recovering from what it was a few years ago. What are you seeing as far as the turnout?
As far as our advanced bookings, it's the best it's been in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you. Another thing we're seeing, which we didn't see during the heart of the recession, and particularly in 2008, 9, 10, and even 11, we didn't see the little guys that are just getting started. You know, they weren't there, but we're getting some of those this year. Some of those little guys that are coming in at the last minute, going, "Yeah, you guys still got a booth. I got this little thing I got to show you." And
yeah.
So that's very encouraging, because that's the way it was for most of my lifetime. You know,
yeah.
And it's just starting to get that way again. And all of the big guys, the mainstays, are back, and the boat business seems to be recovering a little bit. We're going to have a lot of boats at the shows. We got some trailers. The dive industry is. Particularly free dive has exploded at the show. There's this new movement now for doing free diving and spear fishing off of stand-up paddle boards. It got started about a year ago, and it's just exploded in the last 6 months, and we've got a whole bunch of new companies at the show. We have a dive tank where you can go in and learn to scuba dive. You can actually do breath holds there, and you can practice shooting a spear gun underwater at foam fish targets. So,
oh man!
Yeah.
Well, let's make sure we don't get grizz in the water with that.
It sounds like Disneyland for fishermen.
Well, it is. You know, we kind of refined the seminar areas this year. They're really nice theaters, and we've refined them into, like, categories. So we've got the ultimate Eastern Sierra experience. We'll have everything talking about everything in the Eastern Sierra, from Bridgeport all the way down to Kern County. And then we've got the ultimate saltwater experience, where we've got three sections, offshore, nearshore, and the private boater experience. And we're doing panel discussions in both of those areas, as well as individual seminars. And the panel are going to talk. We're going to have Tim Alpers on the panels in the Sierra side, and we're going to have experts on private boater stuff, how to work it, and then also on calico bass fishing, a panel on that, and then we have the ultimate bass fishing experience, where we're going to talk about, you know, teaching how to fish the West and all the lakes that we actually are in driving distance of where we live. And then, of course, we have our hunting seminar area as well on the other side, and the Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, where we do
you know, cooking demonstrations, whatever. But, you know, whenever I start talking about this show, I can't get it all in. It sounds like a, you know, I'm reading from script.
Yeah.
But there's so much. I mean, we try to talk. We do it here in the office, and we miss stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bart, I think that Grizz is the one that mentioned Disneyland. I just have a thought. People from all over the country go to Anaheim to go to Disneyland. And if you're an outdoor enthusiast, you might want to go to Disneyland, but certainly take a couple of days to stop by Long Beach and go see the Hall Show, because it is a celebration. In our part of the world, it's kind of like the official opening of the fishing season.
Well, people from all over the world call up here, Mike, all the time and say, do you have the seminar schedules yet? You know, like in December, because mm-hmm. they're trying to book their flights to get into Long Beach, you know, mm-hmm. and get reasonable prices. Literally from all over the world. There's people from Asia here and Europe here and Australia here and South America and lots from Canada. And these are just customers, not just exhibitors, but mm-hmm. people. You know, this is an international event. There's nothing like the Fred Hall Show anywhere else on the planet. It's a unique kind of show.
Okay. And, Grizz, we're going to have to get you in there one of these days. But not only, well, it covers such a wide range. I mean, you mentioned something that I hadn't heard of about the stand-up paddle boats being used as a platform for free diving. But, you know, there's anything from the big yachts and, of course, the kayaks. They're still coming on strong. When it comes to fishing, there's a lot of new stuff there. Do you see anything else that's kind of on the horizon, Bart?
Well, that free dive stuff is really amazing. That guy Mark Lozano is going to be there. He was a Navy SEAL instructor for breath holds, and the way he got started was he was teaching a waterman survival course to these surfers in Hawaii, and they became free divers, and then they became spear fishermen, and then it's like, you know, so that really is exploding. That's the big deal. And I think there's a renewed interest out here in surf fishing as well, and we are seeing a renewed interest in the Eastern Sierra. Getting up there, it's in our own backyard. I think a lot of us have taken it for granted, especially as we got older. And, I've been going back up there several times a year the last few years, and I'm having a ball. And I think that's the other thing I see, is that there's a really renewed interest in going up to the Sierras and fishing for the little fish.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's all covered. Give us an idea what some of the seminars are, because there's one thing about being able to sit down in some chairs and listen to somebody talk, but you have a lot of seminars that are more hands-on and actual demonstrations. Give us an idea of some of those ones you have coming up.
Well, actually, I don't have that seminar schedule in front of me. Mike does. But one of the ones I know for sure that on the Eastern Sierra side is that Tim Alpers will be there. Now, he's a unique person for knowing about the Eastern Sierra. He's lived up there his whole life. He's a biologist. He is a politician. He's a businessman. He's an aquaculturist. You know, he's the inventor of the Alpers trout. How that all got started is incredibly interesting. And that is one seminar that I would encourage you to go to, either when he's doing his seminar alone, where he's going to be talking about the evolution of the Alpers trout, or when he's doing it in a panel discussion. I would suggest that you look at all of our panel discussions, particularly our one on private boaters on the saltwater stage. That's going to have Harold Davis in it, and Mark Wish, and Rob Sanford, and they're going to talk to you about everything there is about private boater stuff, hardware, safety, everything. And then there's another panel discussion on that same stage is going to be talking about really learning how to fish calico bass, and we have some really smart guys over there, Benny Florentino, and a lot of guys going to be talking about how to fish calico bass. And so, you know, I mean, we have 400 seminars, so I can't,
okay.
You know, I can't get to them all, but those are ones that pop instantly in the head that I would like to see.
Right. Well, that.
Another one. We got a new young guy, Greg Glogau, who actually works at Sun Country Marine, and he's going to be doing seminars for the first time. This guy has turned into this huge big bass expert. He must have caught 25 or 30 fish over 10 pounds in the last 6 months, and it's absolutely amazing. He has pictures there, and that really got me, my juices flowing. When I saw some of those pictures, I was going, this guy can't catch all these fish, but he's been doing it, and he's going to tell us how he's doing it. So,
well, and as far as the equipment goes, we've got a lot of new stuff other than the boating things, and it seems like every year there's some things that seem to be on the cutting edge, whether it's a certain type of reels or rods or the fishing line or some new tackle that everybody just has to have. But the best way to find out about it is just walking around. Not only that, if you're interested in looking for some deals, it's amazing some of the what some of the people have down there.
Well, I really couldn't tell you what the new stuff is because I don't know. That's what happens here is they introduce their new products, most of them, at this show. And I don't know what it's all going to be. And they kind of keep it under wraps until they get to the show and show you what it is.
Yeah.
And that is the best way. But that's why all the manufacturers are here. I mean, there's other shows, but they just don't have the manufacturer support. They have dealer support and they have rep support, but they don't have the actual factories there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the actual factories there. And so a lot of them are making... their new offerings are being made here at the Fred Hall Show. And as far as deals go, yeah, there's always deals. There's great deals. The dealers that are there want to sell their product. They don't want to take it home. They want you to take it home. So, yeah, that's what it's all about.
Okay. And the show, at least in Long Beach, what is the schedule on that?
Well, Long Beach is March 6th through the 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center, and we're open from 1 to 9 Wednesday through Friday and from 10 to 9 on Saturday, 10 to 7 on Sunday. Adult admission is $15. There are some discount coupons available at Big Five, and kids under the age of 16 are free to the show. So... that's pretty much it.
Sounds good.
Outside, if you join United Anglers, you will get in free as well.
Now, Bart, obviously we're going to have you on a couple more times before the show season is over, but we're going to have to let you go right now. That's Bart Hall from the Fred Hall Shows. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan, and we've got Mike Ritz, the Grizz from La Paz, and we're going to be right back with the Grizz in just a couple of minutes.
West Marine covers Southern California with convenient locations for all your boating and fishing needs. The new superstore on Shelter Island in San Diego, nearly a block in length, has West Marine's largest saltwater fishing selection on the West Coast. This is the world's largest marine store, located one block from Shelter Island Drive at 1250 Rosecrans. Not only stocked to the gills, the staff has selected fishing experts in what to buy, plus how and where to use it. For boating, fishing, and water sports, this is the ultimate. West Marine.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming, laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
There's nothing like a morning bite when the fish are eating well. Or new crankbait that's running straight over a rocky lake.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan, and we also have the Grizz as promised. Grizz, you know what? This is the time of the year when people start thinking about making bookings and fishing tournaments. And it seems as the, especially down in Baja, there used to be maybe 3 or 4 10 years ago, and then there's 6 or 8 or 12. Now I have no idea how many there are.
Well, John, this year is going to be the best year for tournaments you can imagine down here. Even the little areas like Punta Viejos, San Carlos, Lopez Mateo, and, of course, Loreto always has several, are having their tournaments. We're going to have tournaments down here from yellowtail to grouper. I mean, almost every species is going to have its own tournament this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be real good for the local people. They'll be able to win a lot of prizes. Of course, Eagle Claw is sponsoring a lot of them, giving free hooks and rods and reels and stuff like that at them. But it's really exciting. I mean, almost every month from April on, there'll be some kind of tournament somewhere. And I mean, anywhere from little pangas, you know, those little small boats that you and I like, don't like that much, but anyway, we catch fish out of, all the way up to, as you know, go south to the big cobbles, 35s, 40s, even 50-footers. But anyway, that's what's going to happen this year. And there's going to be even, John, I don't know if I told you, but up in the area of Mag Bay, they're going to have special tournaments this year for fly fishermen, which will be the first time ever that that's taken place, to go back into the estuaries, back into the mangroves, and they're going to have it on the biggest fish caught, not on a species, because, you know, sometimes the snook aren't in, but there's a lot of big pargo. So they're going to be having all of those type of tournaments really all year round. And then you know how it goes. We keep going and going and going until we get to towards the end of the year. And then we'll have the final tournaments down in Cabo, and it'll be the Bisbee, which is a millions and millions of dollars there. And then after that, we will have the tuna shootout from the Western Outdoors. What is it? Western Outdoor News. Isn't it, John?
Western Outdoor News. The big Western Outdoor News tuna tournament in Cabo. So you got the black and blue, and then the tuna tournament, which are probably some of the bigger ones. But they've numerous tournaments for the Bisbee up and down. Of course, the in La Paz, you've got a couple of tournaments coming up. And give us a quick idea of some of the ones you're involved in.
Well, I'll be fishing the Punto Arriejos. I'll be fishing that one, and the categories on that will be, like Charles and I won it last year, is grouper and yellowtail. Then I'll be going down south, a little bit farther south. I'll be fishing the fly fishing tournament in Lopez Martello in the estuaries. Then from there, I will fish a tournament in San Carlos, and we'll be fishing there. Also in the estuaries for snook is what the plan is. So you don't always catch snook, because it depends so much on the shrimp, how they're running and stuff like that. But it'll be the largest fish category. Then from there, we'll jump over to the other side, and we'll be fishing three tournaments in Loreto. We'll be fishing a Dorado tournament. We'll be fishing yellowtail tournament, and I think there'll be two Dorado tournaments over there. And then we'll come and fish, I think we're fishing four tournaments in La Paz, everything from yellowtail all the way up to blue marlin. We'll be fishing that, and we just keep going south. We'll be fishing the Dorado shootout with Chucky.
I was just
going to
say, we didn't.
Chucky, we
weren't able to get through this morning, but we do want to mention that shootout, which seems to be very popular, and even more so every year. So we've got that tournament that's in September, I believe, at La Paz, where, you know, I'm not really sure exactly how it works, but the buy-in is like $100 a person. And it's a fundraiser, and local businesses actually, you know, pay for, for the tournament. So most of the buy-in money actually is donated to the needy people in La Paz.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get some this year of that money.
Yeah.
It's a very good thing. You're talking about the Gold Cup.
Yeah.
And, yes, I'll be fishing the Gold Cup. I've been asked to fish it this year. It'll be, actually, John, it'll be the first year I fished the Gold Cup. But I've been asked to fish it for Suzuki, and also to fish it for Eagle Claw hook. So I'll be fishing that this year.
Well, the And they also, I think Western Outdoor News is I believe they're going to have another tournament, I think, in the spring up at Ensenada. So the point is in Baja, you can fish in the Bisbee, which can be, by the time you, if you get in all the side bets, you're looking at close to $50,000. Or you can go to some of the other tournaments that are almost as much fun, very exciting, and pay about, you know, a very high percentage of what they take in is for as little as $100.
Yeah.
$400 per boat.
There's every time, you know, it's like if you like to drink alcoholic beverages. There's everything from a beer budget to a champagne.
Is that done now?
Okay. You know, you can do whatever you want. If you want to fish a tournament, you know, and you're not so concerned about making a lot of money, you don't want to spend it, there's people that have the beer budget. Or if you want the prestige and stuff, you can fish in the Bisbee and spend, actually, the complete buy-in last year was $83,000. That was a complete buy-in for every bet, everything. You know, you got to figure, you got to have your boat, you got to have your captains, your gas, your lodging, and everything was actually $83,000. But you stand a good chance it gets you maybe, you know, $3-4 million too.
Well, it has happened.
Yes, it
has. It has happened. And, you know, the, you know, obviously the people that are the better anglers and the better boats and the better equipment, they have a little bit of an advantage on you, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win.
Well, John, this year, look what happened in the Bisbee. The guy won right at $3 million. His biggest fish ever before was a 7.5-pound bass. He'd never fished in the ocean, and look what he did. So, I mean, you know, you're going to have all those big equipment. You can have all that big stuff, but you know what? You just never know, John.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would certainly encourage, if anybody's interested in getting in on any of this stuff, that they get in touch with myself or the Grizz, and we can help with accommodations, we can help with the fishing, we get the boats, and, you know, we might even go fishing with you.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting calls and letters and emails every day now. You know, this year I've gotten probably, I would say, 50% more inquiries about wanting to come fishing down here than I did for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime they want to do, they can send me an email. I'll be more than happy to answer them. Send me a telephone number. I'll call them, or you'll call them, John. I mean, there's so much happening and so good fishing down here. And, you know, what we're about is to help the people.
Well, Grizz, as when we were talking to Bart Hall earlier, that, you know, they've had their best turnout so far at this point in the season than they've had in 5 years. Well, I think we did go through, obviously, some tough financial times, but I think we've got a lot of pent-up demand. There's a lot of people that haven't done this for a couple of years, and it's time to go.
Well, yeah, John, I mean, can you imagine being set at home and don't go fishing, listen to the wife and kids for so long?
Well,
you
be
get to
there.
The point where you said, the hell with it all.
Yeah.
I don't care if I got money or not, I'm going fishing.
Yeah.
However, I do think the economical system is better. I know it is here in Mexico. I see a lot of guys that didn't have new cars. The car sales are going. In the stores I work with, the sporting goods stores, a lot of new rods, reels being sold. Yeah, it's happening. The whole thing is like reborn again. But that's what happens all the time. You know, it's a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm. And, well, it is time. And we could go to, obviously, do a little bit of a plug for ourselves. We have fishtalkradio.com and Real Fun Adventures. We're just now putting up some information on our Alaska trip this year, which is a phenomenal price. I mean, it's like what you would pay for 5 nights is what you'd pay for 1 or 2 nights somewhere else. And all-inclusive, beautiful, and of course we're going to go back down in November. But in the meantime, we've got a lot of stuff going on, and if you're interested in going down and fishing with one of these tournaments with Grizz, we can probably help arrange that.
Yeah, we can do anything. The thing of it is, down here in Mexico, anything you want,
I mean, you want to catch a giant bass, we can arrange them. You want to catch tarpon, we can arrange that. You want to catch bonefish, no problem. Hmm. Or, you know, we can catch our favorite, Charlie's and mine, big marlin.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
No, that's not. There's been some pretty exciting stuff happening recently. Well, Grizz, we're going to get up to it real quick. So let's try one more time. Is ASOB, is Adventures South of the Border. Website is ASOB Online. And your Facebook page is?
Well, you can go two ways. Mike Ritz and go into one, or go to Mike the Grizz Ritz.
Okay,
and
well, let's
that
not
complicate is a fan
it,
page, and you can find everything that's going on.
Let's not complicate it. Mike Ritz, R-A-T-Z.
Yes, sir.
And we'll do that. And then also we'd like you to go to Fish Talk Radio. The Facebook there is very interesting and exciting. We appreciate you guys tuning in to Fish Talk Radio. Grizz, thank you very much for joining us.